Now, yesterday we were speaking on the programme about the commencement of intensive roadworks and intensification, I suppose, of the disruption caused by the N22 Macroom Ballyvourney bypass at Coolcower on the eastern side of Macroom. A 24/7 stop-go system will be put in place from Monday morning, 27th of June, with the exception of weekends until Friday, the 8th of July. So a two-week period. Cork County Council are advising of severe disruption and delay. They're asking people to give extra time. They're asking people to take diversions. And one of those diversion routes is to go from Killarney via Rathmore and Mallow to Cork, particularly for heavy goods vehicles, which will not be able to avail of some other options of smaller secondary and tertiary roads in and around Macroom to get out the other side of Coolcower onto Lasarda. But there is an issue with that, as was highlighted to us by several of you yesterday when we were talking about this on the programme, and that is that there's roadworks, of course, in Rathmore, and there's a stop-go system in place there. With me in line to talk about this and a couple of other issues is Fianna Fáil Councillor Niall Kelleher. Councillor Kelleher, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to all your listeners.
Look, the works in Rathmore are important in their own right. They've been going on for some time. They will be going on till at least August, if not September. Is there any option here? Is there a possibility, perhaps, maybe, of joined up thinking and a suggestion from one of our listeners saying, look, suspend the stop-go in Rathmore for the two-week period to come?
Yeah, Gerry, I actually yesterday have requested that at the local authority in Rathmore. The project in Rathmore is effectively a TII-run project, and no doubt the road in Macroom is also a TII-run project. But the first that the engineer we were dealing with in Kerry regarding the Rathmore project knew about it was when I contacted him yesterday regarding the road closure. So there has been no joined-up thinking regarding the national body of the TII in relation to the major route here in the diverts that has been recommended for heavy goods vehicles. Heavy goods vehicles in their own situation, Gerry, are long and take up a lot of space than what a couple of cars would take up. And I'm very much concerned in relation to the backlog of traffic that would this road closure will result in Rathmore. The people who live, work, travel through Rathmore have been exceptionally patient in relation to the long-running roadworks that we have. While it is grueling and intense, it is necessary because the whole lot of Rathmore has been redeveloped in a way that it hasn't for several decades. And we need to have this work done, as painful as it is. And it is important, as you've said, in its own right. However, I don't believe that they're going to remove the stop and go. They will probably put a controlled during the daytime, as in there won't be traffic lights. There'll be stop and go to traffic operators who will be obviously watching
flagmen.
I don't think that will suffice, but I have got a commitment that Kerry County Council engineers will keep it in review. So if the traffic on Monday and the first day of the road closure is quite hectic, then they will have to look at it. You know, but obviously, look, the operator that's there that is doing the work is contracted in, and they have a schedule to run to.
They're in the middle of work, so it might not be as easy as just let's switch it off and pack up for 2 weeks there, lads. But clearly, from TII, given they're the organisation, they probably should have thought about this in advance.
Most certainly, and look, when you're advertising a road closure via a different route, as was done when the road was closed in Rathmore, when Stagmount Bins was done last year, the heavy duty traffic was recommended to go elsewhere. Unfortunately, some of it didn't, and it was 2 weeks of a nightmare for the people up around Shrone and Gortarrig who had large vehicles getting caught in the road, and I pity for the people in Macroom also. But quite simply, the major road closures like this need to be advertised and need to have a lot more public awareness regarding the road closures. And not in mind that, and there's been a failure here because the people who are actually responsible for the project in Rathmore didn't even know that there was this major road closure coming out.
Definitely an issue. Niall, on a separate issue, there will be some disruption in Killarney as well. Irish Water announcing this morning that they're going to be replacing around 300 metres of problematic water mains in the Upper Lewis Road. There will be works taking place on the Upper Lewis Road from the Killarney bypass, the N22, and continue 300 metres to the roundabout linking Upper Lewis Road and St Anne's Road. A stop-go traffic management system will be in place for the duration. Those works late June, which is effectively next week, they'll start, and they'll be working right through until the end of July. So that's another thing for people to contend with. Again, necessary works that are needed, but people will have to be aware that there's going to be some serious disruption during a very busy period in the town.
Yeah, certainly. Look, I suppose that particular junction, Jury in Lewis Road and onto the bypass, has been a very, very big topic on our agendas in Killarney Municipal District for a long, long time. Obviously, a stop and go there now is going to displace traffic around the town. So, I urge this as our last municipal meeting, that where these works can be done, and obviously not in a residential area, but where these works and sub works can be done in the off peak traffic times, that needs to seriously be considered, while obviously in residential areas not causing any disturbance to people at the night time.
Certainly is. Finally, Niall, on a separate issue, the census details are out, preliminary figures out. Kerry growing as a county, 155,000 people. It puts us over the constitutionally mandated limit of one TD for 30,000. However, we're well down the queue of constituencies across the country, about 20 constituencies which would have a greater, I suppose, breaching of that number, 32 or 33,000 per TD. Is it unlikely that Kerry is to revert back to six seats in two constituencies, or what way do you see it?
Well, look, Jerry, when you look at this, you can't look at Kerry in isolation. And you're correct, 38 of the 39 Dáil constituencies breach the constitutional cap of 30,000 people per TD. So the census results would say that every constituency bar one will have to be revised. It's quite interesting that one, Jury, is actually our neighbour, in which is Limerick County constituency, which is 29,826, just 200 below the cap. And you'll be aware, Jury, when we were last two three-seaters, it was Kerry North and West Limerick. So the Limerick constituency now has the required amount. And if you look at Limerick county or city, there will probably be a small change between Limerick County and Limerick City, which will allow the seven seats in Limerick to possibly stay there. The difficulty that comes around on the other side is where Cork currently has 18 seats. If you divide the cap, that will go to 19.3, which will mean that effectively Cork will need to have to go to 20. That may mean that parts of Kerry will have to make up a part of a Cork constituency.
Would you see perhaps maybe parts of East Kerry going into a Cork constituency?
Well, you've had a situation before where parts of West Cork have come into Kerry. Parts of West Cork have come into Kerry. We have never seen the reverse situation of parts of Kerry going into a Cork constituency. So anything is possible. I would say that geography and the size of said constituencies should be something that will be taken into account.
Yeah.
But you're going to look at a situation wherein when 39 constituencies have to be redone, and it's very possible that we may go back to 40 constituencies where you had the likes of Leash Offaly who are breaching it by 2,500. They nearly have enough to go to a six again, where they could divide into two threes, and they'd have their own individuals. And quite similar is discussed in relation to the other counties like Carlow, Kilkenny, who are joined together. So, and they're currently a five-seater. So, look, there's quite a lot at play. Yeah. I would not like to be an individual on the constituencies committee trying to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, that's very simple. Hot and heavy, that's for sure, over the next year.
Yes, that's for sure. And look, I suppose it's very important now that the minister, now that the results have been announced, establishes the constituencies committee, goes out to public consultation. There are very simple solutions in some parts, like in Meath. Meath will gain a seat, and they'll just have to change some territory between Meath East and Meath West, and you'll keep that county together. So I would say that it will be important that the constituencies committee, and I'd be definitely calling on the minister to try and keep every county borders as best that it can.
Intact as best that it can. Yeah. Correct. One other aspect, Niall, finally, would you be concerned, and looking at the numbers that we're seeing for Dublin, the population growth there and the increase perhaps in TDs for Dublin, that should a weighting be given to TDs representing rural counties in terms of if more TDs and the population is there, so it has to be done to an extent, but then you're outnumbered in terms of rural versus urban when it comes to issues in the Dáil, or is that a factor, do you see?
Well, look, I suppose we're talking about Dublin gaining at least half of the possible allocation. There will have to be 11 extra TDs unless the constitution is changed. When you are going very close to the cap, which is what was recommended by the previous minister in the last constituencies committee, that gives very little room for keeping counties together and keeping areas together. And that then leads to disenfranchise of rural voters, because it's the rural areas, Gerry, that gets mixed into different counties that would not have a connection. And quite simply, when you have an area that there are different Dáil deputies representing, then, and they're not aligned with county council representation, those areas do suffer. And it has been well proven right around the country that those areas would suffer compared to others. So there should be. And that will probably mean going over the 11. There are some people in commentary that would say that you should be going up to 176. But quite simply, there are also people that will advocate, Gerry, that we should go and change the constitution and change the figure. So there'll be a lot of debate in political circles as to what is the right thing to do regarding representation of particular areas right around the country.
Okay. All right, Niall. Listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us about those issues.
Thank you,
Councillor Niall Kelleher there, Fianna Fáil. If you have a view on that, the joined up thinking that's needed by TII on those roadworks and the situation, the permutations of what may or may not happen in terms of Dáil representation for the county into the next general election, arising out of these census figures, give us your thoughts. We'll have more on the way after we take these.